Welcome back to the Sports Beat, where we continue season recaps with area wrestling coaches. Here's a portion of an interview with APGC girls and boys coach Joel Reins, recapping the boys wrestling season. You guys really challenge yourselves in the dual schedule, going to take part in dual tournaments with, you know, elite teams such as like Clarion Goldfield Dows. You went up to New Hampton for a dual tournament. I believe Grinnell is another dual tournament as well that you guys participated in here this year. So that that dual schedule, really, it seemed like it kind of ramped up this year as opposed to maybe some of the last couple years, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Yeah, you know, I think we went to Clarion Goldfield, and we were the only one that wasn't ranked there. And, you know, had I known that going in, I don't know if we were quite at that level yet. But, you know, I think you got to challenge yourself throughout the season and kind of see where you're at. I thought we were a pretty good dual team. You know, we had a lot of young kids step in and fill big roles for us. You know, I thought the kids handled it great. Finishing fourth in conference duels, I thought was a pretty good finish for us. I don't remember the last time we were in the, you know, that high of a finish in conference duels.
And then when it comes to, the state qualifiers, again, you get four of them down to the state tournament. So another pretty solid number for this program. Of course, Jesse Brower, Carter List, Mason Kopp, and Braden Jara making it down as a freshman as well. So unfortunately, I weren't able to make it on the podium with any of those four guys here this year. But, you know, what can you say about, some of them, you know, being able to make their mark down at the state tournament?
Yeah, you know, three of those guys are multi-time state qualifiers now, and you know, really proud of what they've accomplished over the course of this year. And you know, it's that's how it goes. You know, wrestling's tough, and I think for our program, I mean, we don't have a ton of guys that wrestle year round. It makes it difficult because you can see a drop off from, you know, the guys that make the podium down at state. Most of those guys, I would say 90% of them are doing a lot of extra wrestling on the side, you know, in the off season. And you know, we don't necessarily have that. And you know, that's fine. That's a kid's choice, and you know, if they truly want to make it onto the podium, yeah, they might have to do some of that. But you know, I think it's a huge accomplishment for a program just to get kids down to that state tournament, and really proud of their efforts.
You bet. And then, again, kind of same story as we talked about with the girls here, but some other guys, you know, on the roster that maybe didn't have the greatest record or win percentage, but certainly got, you know, a lot of matches under their belts, and some guys that, you know, really showed great potential here this year.
Yeah, you bet. You know, we've had several guys. Parker Mulder as a sophomore, you know, he was in the wrestle back at districts, and Mason Prusner, giving himself a chance to possibly qualify for state. You know, he gave the number one seed a pretty big scare by putting him on his back in that semifinal match. And, you know, if he finishes that match, guess what? He's down there too. So, we got a lot of guys that are real close to being state qualifiers, and I think we got some good athletes and kids that really want to work hard and really fight for it. And I really like the direction of the, you know, of how this program set it.
You bet. Just a couple questions left for you here. I know we've kind of drugged this out a little bit, but looking at your Facebook page right now, you from your banquet here the other night, most improved award goes to Parker Mulder and Kylie Babcock. What can you say about those two being able to, you know, say they're, you know, I guess they're the most improved here on the season among the entire team?
Yeah, you know, I'm always curious to see. Those are voted on by just the kids. The coaches don't have any say in that, really. You know, that's who the team chose. And, you know, I probably for different reasons. I think Kylie, she went from 5 wins as a freshman to over 20. I think that's probably has a lot to do with it. And, you know, Parker Mulder, he's just a guy that continually improves all the time, and he's drawn some tough matches, and I don't think his record is shows how good he is, really. I think, like I said, he's had some tough competition throughout the year, and he just kind of is, I like the trend he's on. Let's just say that.
You bet. And then the Hardest Worker Award goes to Zoe Uhlenhop and Gage Miller. So that certainly says a lot about those two to be recognized by their peers as being people that work super hard in the wrestling room.
Yeah, you bet. Zoe, state qualifier for the second time this year, and proving that she is absolutely earning what she is getting from that side. So it's great for her. And then, Gage Miller, just absolutely crushed for him, heartbroken that, he definitely is one of the hardest workers. There's no doubt about it. And the kids recognize that, and the coaches recognize that. And, he didn't get to wrestle much. And I told everyone the other night that he probably loves this sport more than anyone in this room. And, absolutely crushed for him. That gets taken away with a hamstring issue. And then, getting set to come back, and then gets diagnosed with mono. And then, trying to make a comeback toward the end of the year. It's really tough. I mean, I've seen that on several occasions where a kid's trying to come back and wrestle in their first matches around that conference tournament time period. And, they don't have it in them because they don't have the experience, and the conditioning level's not where it needs to be. Like you said, with Gage, he just can't wrestle. He couldn't have contact, but he's over shadow wrestling and jumping rope and doing what he can during practice while everyone else is either drilling or wrestling. And he's just working his tail off. And
All right. Last question for you. What's going to be what's the off season looking like for you guys right now? I see on your Facebook page, you got a few wrestlers that are, making some noise on the AAU scene as well. So, what are some of maybe those, big highlights that you got throughout this, off season?
Yeah, I know. So like Grace and Zoe, they wrestled at the AAU state, and Grace ended up winning the AAU state, and Zoe wrestled, and Gage Miller will be doing some freestyle stuff, and I hope a few kids kind of want to pick some of it up and do a little bit of off-season wrestling. Just don't put it away for 9 months here and try to come back and do it again. It doesn't have to be a lot. Just get in and roll around a little bit with a friend or however that works, or go to a club like a Gage would. There's several ways to go about it. And, I'm always really big on, hey, get yourself stronger. Find the weight room and make sure you commit to that and be consistent in there and lift as much as you can. Because I think that's the best way to improve yourself as a wrestler.
All right. Well, that's been APGC wrestling coach Joel Reince. Certainly it has been a pleasure to follow along with the team here this season, and appreciate the time here all season long. And I'm sure we'll catch you around here in the off season.
Yeah. Thank you, JMO, for everything this year. So it's been awesome. Thank you.
You bet. More of the Sports Beat is coming up next.